14th parak of Negoyim, 5th Mishnah. Shtei tziporin mitzvasim shir shoves b'mar b'koyim b'domim. The two birds that are part of this entire process, they have to be the mitzvah lechatchil. They should be the same. They look the same, same size, same value, and you should buy them likichasim keechas. You should buy them together. Abishen Rishavis Ksheris. But the Evid, if they're not the same, it's also kosher as long as he has two birds. Lokar Echad Ayoim Vechad Lamocha. Ksheris also, if he didn't buy them in the same shot, one today, one tomorrow, also Ksheris. Shochad Achas Mehem Venimsis Shaloi Dror. Shechted one of them and it ended up that it was not the right type of bird. Yigach Zug Lishnia. He should find another pair to be the second half of this two bird korban for the second one. In other words, you do not have to do the whole thing over again. You can still use the second one. That's what this Mishnah holds. And the first one you can eat because it betzim wasn't part of the, since it wasn't a drawer, it was a regular bird that was shechted. Shochta v'nimsis treifa, but if he shechted the first one and it was the right bird, it was only a treifa. Also over here, you can pair up the second one. Over here it says the first one is permitted b'hano. Implication is that's not muta b'achila, which is obviously so because it's treifa. Nishbach adam, if the blood got spilled out from the one he shechted, and it was he was supposed to shechted over the water, mayim chayim. But if he didn't, and he lost the blood, then Thomas amishtalachas. The mishtalachas, the second one, you let it die. You cannot bring it. Why? Because in the first place, the first shechita wasn't a good shechita, so nothing happened. Since nothing happened, the second one did not get its din as being a part of a pier, and you could pair it up with another one. But in the second case, he did a kosher shechita, and since he did kosher shechita, that is koveya, sets up the second one as being the peer of the first one. And since the first one was eventually miskalkil, it ends up the second one remains without a peer, and therefore you have to let that one die also. If the second one that he's supposed to send loose died before he had a chance to pour the blood of the first one into the water, then Yishavach Adam, let the blood spill out and don't have it go into the water. So once again, from the point on that they were nikva as being peers and one dies, we have to let the other one die also. But if something was niskalkel before they became a peer, just because he decided he wants them to be a peer is not enough, and therefore the second one can be paired up with another bird.